Performing Arts of Woodstock will present the award-winning play Still by Jen Silverman beginning June 1st through the 18th. In the play, a child is stillborn. The play explores those affected, including the stillborn son, who wanders through the play seeking his mother and joyfully and painfully learning about life as he fades back into the ether. Sandy Schurin is the director of Still. She joins us via telephone this morning. Sandy, thank you very much for being here.
So happy to be here again, Joe. Good to talk with you.
Always lovely. Here in the studio, we welcome actor Ron Moorhead. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you. It's
Ron,
a pleasure.
Very nice to have you.
Thank you.
And PAW board member, Performing Arts of Woodstock, and business manager Farrell Reynolds joins us as well. Good morning.
Good to see you, Joe.
Very nice,
nice
to have you on the program. All right. So let us begin with you, Sandy, of how this show came about and what it's been like putting it together.
Okay. Well, a friend and student from my New York classes gave me the play. She said, I read something that is amazing. I read the play and fell in love immediately. I knew that I had to direct it. It's, you know, it's about all of us. Pardon me. It's really about all of us that have gone through something really unbearable and unpredictable and have come out learning, transformed, and better. And that's what the characters do in Still. It is a devastating comedy.
All right. I'm going to let you defrog your voice real quick. And so we're going to put you down for a second. And then I'm going to ask Farrell about how you came to of Performing Arts of Woodstock, of how this fits in the mission of what you want to do and what you want to present of theater that people can obviously be entertained by, but also be informed by as well.
Joe, Performing Arts of Woodstock has been providing live theater to Woodstock and the environments for 53 years now. And it started with one of the co-founders, Edie Lefevre, who's still with us in a very active role, by the way. And what our goal is to present 3 to 5 live productions every year, one that is familiar to an audience, the other that is classic theater, and the third, which I think I could characterize Still as, is somewhat avant-garde and requires the audience to ponder what's going on and to be moved by what's going on. The overarching goal is to entertain and be thought provocative.
So, Sandy, when you look at directing something like this, what are the challenges?
Well, it is avant-garde. It deals with a stillborn baby, how to keep that lively, how to keep that entertaining so that we get the message but we don't succumb to heavy, heavy tears watching it. It's absolutely entertaining. And Ron Moorhead does an incredible job as the baby. He really keeps it very light, keeps it wonderful, keeps it deep all at the same time. And that's the challenge of it, that the emotions don't flood the entire production. We feel a little bit of that at the end of the play, but it's really an entertainment. And so that was a very big challenge. You know, to have actors talking about a stillborn baby and grief and not succumb to it. But we did. It's very physical. It's very muscular. There's some music in it. And it moves quite amazingly.
So, Ron, let's talk to you about what that is like to take on a role like this.
Oh, it's such a beautiful role, and Sandy mentioned falling in love with it so quickly, and I had the same reaction. I read a friend, Elizabeth McCary, referred me to this play, and I literally by the time I got to the end of page one, I knew I had to do it. And I said, when, where, how do I get involved? And she put me in touch with Sandy. And the beautiful thing about Constantinople is the character's name. He's by the time we meet him, he's 2 days old. So everything that we see him go through is just discovery and wonder and awe, and you know, he's learning everything for the first time. It's a beautiful thing. Yeah, it's great.
What's it like being a baby?
It really is.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I love it because especially during most character study, you spend so much time researching the history of characters,
sure,
and trying to figure out why, you know, what about them makes them react the way they do within a course of a play. And with him, it's just pure joy. It's pure. He's learning everything right there as, you know, as we watch him. He's 2 days old when we first meet him. So like I said, everything is just discovery and wonder, and it's great.
When you think as Farrell was mentioning, Sandy, I'm curious as to what you make of the discussions that you'd like people to have as they're leaving the theater.
Sorry, I'm off here. Bruce, quickly, I'm off, cut off.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll get you back on there, and I'll ask you, Farrell, as to what you would hope that, and don't worry, Ron, you'll get a shot at this too, to tell us of what you would like people to think about as they're leaving.
I would like people to be moved by the play, as we discussed, certainly to be entertained by the play, but also to take what happens in the play, the spirit of the play, with them, and ponder that for several days or a week or two. I would also like them very much to tell their friends, this is something, I saw something last night that I'm still thinking about. You got to go see this.
Yeah. Ron?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, the spirit of the play is, you know, amid all the devastation that the mother goes through, it just goes back to what I was referring to before about the spirit, his spirit and his discovery and his love of the life that he's probably never going to have, you know, it's infectious. It's very contagious. And I hope people take that away. The spirit of, you know, the urge for life.
How many actors in the show?
Four. Yeah, so myself and Sharon Breslau, Maria Marin, and Jesse True, and just wonderful actresses.
Sandy's still with us? Sandy, can you hear us okay?
I can. Can you hear me?
I can. Excellent. So when you think of the show, we've been asking both Farrell and Ron of what they hope people to think about as they're leaving the theater, and I would like you to weigh in on that as well.
Yeah, I'd like them to have an experience in the moment. That's my goal with it, to really have an experience in the moment, to bring some of our younger people back to theater, which I feel this show can do, and to really connect with themselves on a level of, my goodness, what am I going through that is... It's not the same thing, but I can distill the essence of it. What do I go through, and how do I heal from it? That's what I want them to have.
Mm. Talk a little.
That's a little different.
Sure. Talk a little bit about Jen Silverman and the words being spoken here, Sandy.
Oh my God, they're really Jen Silverman speaks a lot about punk rock, which and it really has a cadence of Patti Smith, who's a proponent, like the grandmother of punk rock, and it's very musical, very, very musical. Her words are musical, and she's really a poet. I love her work. I'd like to do some more of her work. She's new. She's upcoming. And she had won at Yale. She won the playwrights.
Right.
Whatever that's called at Yale.
Yale Drama Series, yeah.
Yeah. And at Yale Drama. And Marcia Norman has been touting her. And so I expect for her to be very famous very quickly.
Mm-hmm. I think this was actually produced at Lincoln Center at some point, too. So the play itself is getting, you know, there's a reason that it wins the awards that it does. It's just beautifully done.
Still is a new play by Jen Silverman. It will open with a preview on June 1st and then run weekends through June 18th at the Meskel Hornback Community Theater, Rock City Road in Woodstock. You can find out more information by going to performingartsofwoodstock.org, performingartsofwoodstock.org. Sandy Schurin is the director. Ron Moorhead is one of the four actors in the play. And Farrell Reynolds is a board member and business manager for the Performing Arts of Woodstock. Thank you very much for being here, all of you. It's a great pleasure to have you on the program.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you so much,
Best of luck. Have a wonderful run.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.